I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the owner-operator of Radio Monterey. Take a look at RadioMonterey.com. Look at the shows, the hosts, the information they're bringing out, unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Be informed. Make better choices in your life. Listen to Radio Monterey. Magic for Life is also the promoter and producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. For over 35 years, the Rhoda Psychic Fair has been bringing the best of readers and healers and vendors and everyone in the metaphysical community to Monterey to provide their tools, their techniques, their wares, their skills for your entertainment. Now, since it's around Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, Day of the Dead, it's the time when the veils between the worlds are thin. That means it's time to have fun. So come in costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you want to be. Or come as yourself. Either way, come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair, October 29th and 30th at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Go to rhodapsychicfair.com, sign up for the email list so you'll be notified of all the ongoing events as well as being informed about the upcoming annual fair. Well, we are in the beginning of June. This is the last month of the creative cycle. That's what Kirilani was talking about Monday in her Go With The Flow. The first 6 months of the year are the creative time. It's the time when we plant the seeds, when we start creating the focus and energy. No, I'm not saying you never do anything. I'm not even saying you never manifest anything. But it's really the time when we're gathering all the energy to come out of the chute on 1 July, which is the start of the manifesting period of the year. So here we are already in June. And we have a lot of things coming up this June, but the most important thing for all of us to pay attention to immediately is this Gemini new moon coming up on Saturday. Now, it's going to be at 8 p.m. Pacific time, so you can figure your time zones from there to see what time it's going to hit you. But this Gemini new moon is going to kick off a whole series of aspects. It's going to be very, very dynamic with Venus right in conjunction with it, both in Gemini, the new moon and Venus. There's going to be a grand cross in the mutable signs. Saturn will be in opposition in Sagittarius, Jupiter and Neptune on either side, and Virgo and Pisces, and a square with the sun, moon, and Venus. I mean, so it's going to be a huge new moon. What does it all really come down to, taking all that out of place? Well, this means that we're all going to find ourselves facing some challenges. We're going to face challenges, but at the same time, we're going to receive enlightenment. This is going to be a period of things may not seem to flow as well as you want them to, but each outcome, if we allow ourselves to stay present and stay focused within it, will lead us to an inspiration and enlightenment for further movement forward. Since this is the last month of the creative cycle of the year, it's important and imperative that all of us keep the focus to receive the inspiration and enlightenment. Allow ourselves to find the solitude and space to receive that internal guidance. You know, we spoke with Mae McCarthy on Tuesday about her book, The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps to Abundance. And in that book, what Mae shared with us on Tuesday, as well as put into the book, is the idea of not creating the formulaic plan of I must do step one, step two, step three, and that's what I must do, but allow yourself to be open to receive the things that are being presented to you. Now, that doesn't mean all of those things will necessarily be easy. For instance, I was approached with something and encouraged by an individual to come receive some specialized training from him. And I was resistant. Why? Because financially it's an investment that I didn't want to make at this time. I'm kind of recovering, getting back on my feet, restoring the studio, kind of regaining my balance in the world. And this is an extra expense I wasn't planning for, when I also have some other expenses that are hitting at the same time. But he kept after me and said, I would really like you to carry this forward into the world. And that touched me on a very flattering level, and it was very sincere coming from him. And I thought about it. I told him I needed time to think, and I did. And what I realized is that he was knocking on my door, presenting me with something that I would be able to use in a very big way in many, many, many types of venues and opportunities. And that if I passed it by, it was gone. He wasn't making any threats to me. But if I said yes, then it would work itself out. So I said yes. And immediately, several things that I've had listed on eBay for several months sold. Wasn't related like he didn't call somebody and say, hey, buy this stuff. They sold. They've been on eBay for 3 months. They sold. And I expect more, because what's going to happen now is I've answered the call to something distinct, different, unique, that can't otherwise be provided from any other source. And as in result of that, of saying yes to that, I expect more things to resolve themselves and present themselves. So with this Gemini new moon, when it presents the difficulties, my example would be, in my case, that was a difficulty where I lay awake all night. I did. I tossed and turned. I said, I can't do this. I should not make this financial commitment at this time. And I presented that to him. And he had a counteroffer coming back that not only made it easier for me to manage at the moment, but to make it really clear that from a heart-centric place, he really wanted this in my hands. And from my place of thinking that over, I realized what an opportunity it was. So I said yes, and things happened. And I expect that's what this Gemini new moon is going to do for all of us. We're going to be presented things that are not necessarily going to be the immediate yeses to us. But think about it and see where it fits in your goal, in your dream, in your desire for where you want to move forward. Because very often we have to go to the left in order to come back to go to the right. Too often we're defining our direction as a rigid, determined direction that we have to go to in a certain step, in a certain sequence. And when we release that determined direction and allow ourselves to just go forward and know where we want to go, but allow ourselves to receive what's presented, we often find that where we didn't think we were going, we get to, but we get by a different route. That's this Gemini new moon and this grand cross. It's going to turn things upside down. It's just going to present where we thought things were, they're not going to be. So this is not a bad thing. This is a powerful infusion energy. Remember, we still have four planets in retrograde right now. You know, we still have Mars, Saturn, Pluto, And certainly with Pluto, because Pluto's the one that wants to turn everything down. And Jupiter, all in retrograde. And then Neptune's going to go retrograde on 13 June, which is going to shift our whole perception of a lot of things. So with this Gemini new moon, create your intentions. Be clear on the direction you want for your life. Not how to get there, not even what color the car is that you want, or where the building is, or wherever else, but really lay out the feelings of what you want it to feel like, this new direction, this new dream. Lay that out. And this Gemini new moon in this last month of creativity for this year is going to shift everything in a dramatic and unexpected way to put you on that path. The only difference is you still have to say yes when those opportunities are presented to you throughout the month. But it's going to be a powerful time. And I'm excited about it. I'm not threatened or fearful. I'm excited. Now, as you know from listening to the show, I love Day by Day with James Allen. And in 1903, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And yesterday was June 1st, and we had the replay of the Wellness Wednesday with Sherry Dr. Felton. So we weren't live, and I want to share, in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little bit for each day of the month. So I want to share what he said for the first day of the month, and he said, accept no limits. A person is limited only by the thoughts that he chooses. Now, this is really important for all of us to grasp, especially with this new moon coming up. We are limited only by the thoughts that we choose. And then for today, he says, conquer doubt. Thoughts of doubt and fear can never accomplish anything. They always lead to failure. Now, the important aspect of this and the important point about this goes into this new moon, goes into our intentions for the year, goes into our direction. As long as we do an intention with any doubt or any fear attached to it, it's not going to manifest ourselves. Now, Mae McCarthy, what she does is she conducts a meeting with her chief spiritual officer. Her chief spiritual officer is the one that's guided and directed to take the task of bringing that intention into reality for her. And she turns the task over to her chief spiritual officer. You know, and, I can't think of her name. Oh, and it was just at the tip of my tongue, who does Hiring the Heavens, Jean Slater, who does Hiring the Heavens, says, call together your team of angels and give them the task. It's the same thing with the chief spiritual officer. It's your spiritual guide or call that you're calling in to say, here's the task. Here's what I want you to help bring into my life. Keep me on this direction. But you have to have recurring meetings and follow-up meetings with them to see where things are, to see what's working, what's not working, to see what you might have missed. Or maybe you need to bring more clarity into a particular situation. So pay attention to call either Hiring the Heavens, like Jean Slater said, or Mae McCarthy in her Path to Wealth talks about your chief spiritual officer to create that global guided intention of where you want to go next in your life. Be clear on where you want to go, what it feels like, what it feels like to you when you get up in the morning in this new life, what it feels like to you going through the day. But don't worry about every color and every nuance and every detail of how it must look, because that may not be how the universe is going to deliver it to you. Turn the task over to your chief spiritual officer and turn the task over to your team of angels. But either way, make sure that when you do it, you're creating that intention with the mindset of you accept no limits. You are not limited by anything. And conquer your doubts. Remember, thoughts of doubt and fear can never accomplish anything. If we infuse our intentions, if we infuse our dialogues with our heavenly team or our CSO with any fear or doubt, we'll find that those intentions won't be realized. Now, yesterday in the Daily Word from Unity, it said, with the divine, I am strong, confident, and capable. To see yourself as you truly are, a spiritual being filled with unlimited potential, and know that within you is an unlimited wellspring of energy, wisdom, and continuous resource of ideas and inspirations. You are a strong being of spirit. Allow that to get infused into your intentions. Start crafting them now. Don't wait for Saturday. And then for today, Unity tells us in the Daily Word, give thanks for your divine qualities and gifts. We're always talking about, and I always talk about, that each of us are this divine being. As Pierre Desjardins told us, we are a spiritual being in a physical existence. And this tells us, to reminds us, that we are divine. We are the divine, the God being that we seek. We are that. We don't need to look without to what's already within. And our journey through life is a journey of finding the best way to bring our light out into the world. That's an important element, an important aspect. So those are my notes for today. What we're waiting for right now is for Israel Hurtado to join us for his spirit talk. And Israel should be with us shortly, but since he's not with us at the present moment, let's go ahead and take a moment to have a commercial break, and then we'll come back with more Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar. It's really an honor and a pleasure to be able to share this time with you. And let's go to this commercial break right now.
My friend is so much fun.
He's always playing tricks on people.
He is so smart.
In fact, he's one of the most intelligent beings on the planet.
This friend can literally see through me. And I'm not kidding.
My friend races sailboats
and always wins.
My friend has no problem hitting a high. No!
My friend can surf waves 25 feet high
with no board.
I'd like to see you try that.
This friend can understand us, but we can't understand him.
He saves lives.
He saves lives.
He saved human lives.
He's always smiling.
But that doesn't mean that he's always happy.
My friend doesn't belong in captivity.
My friend does not belong in captivity.
He doesn't belong in captivity.
His home is in the ocean.
But my friend is in serious trouble.
In fact, he's fighting for his life right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Off the coast of Japan, dolphins and porpoises are driven to a horrible fate.
The most attractive are chosen for life in captivity.
The others are brutally killed.
Their meat, which contains toxic levels of mercury, is sold as food.
Majority of people in Japan don't even know this is happening.
Please help us end this senseless slaughter.
Please help us get the word out.
Please join us in getting the word out.
Help us get the word out.
To find out more,
go to takepart.com/thecove.
We are their biggest threat and their only hope.
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 Welcome to the world of diamond consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With Diamond Alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajita Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information. Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
Hey, this is Salazar, and I just want to do a little follow-up. Israel will be joining us shortly. And let's touch on, since this is the time for opening up to new things, very often that means releasing things as well. So I touched on this the other day and meant to go through it, but didn't have the time to go through it, so I want to go through it now. And it's the forgiveness prayer. Now, the one I share comes from Lisa Barnett from the Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records. And I'm going to share this also at the end of the show, but for right now, I want to go through it quickly so you hear it. And if there's time, we'll do it so you can say it. If you send me an email through goodvibrationsradio.com, I will share, send you this prayer so you can work with it on your own. I like it because it touches on the three levels: those who have hurt me, those whom I have hurt, and the hurting where I've hurt myself. So let me do it. Divine Spirit, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously, from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused myself consciously or unconsciously from the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence. And so it is. I always like to follow this prayer for myself with Ho'oponopono. As you recall, it's the Hawaiian art of forgiveness. And so I'll share it now. The phrases I use are, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And I'll share it now. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And that's my process every day, to go through Lisa's prayer of forgiveness, followed by the Ho'oponopono, because we can't truly forgive another person if we haven't forgiven ourselves. And very often, it's important for us to recognize that we've hurt others, whether we intended to or not, and to forgive ourselves for that. Not to judge ourselves. If we could go back and redo many situations over, there's no question we would do them differently. But it's important to get forgiveness for what we did. It's important to get forgiveness for those we've hurt, consciously or unconsciously. We may have thought in our youthful way that what we were doing was okay. How many stories have you heard about different people who bullied people in high school and realized what they had done and have reached out to seek forgiveness and let them know they're sorry for what they did? So for each of us, as we create our new intentions going forward, remember to release any old baggage you're carrying of hurt and pain, and especially self-judgment and retribution toward yourself, because that keeps you from opening to the abundance. Let's move to Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado. Israel is a shaman, a spiritual and self-growth healer, a speaker, and author. He uses his gifts to assist and help people in their spiritual quests. Specifically, he guides people to find clarity, get unstuck, embrace their gifts, connect with their true self, connect with their life path, connect with their higher self, and connect with their universal consciousness. He joins us to share his Spirit Talk on the first Thursday of each month. So let's listen to this opening introduction for Israel Hurtado in Spirit Talk.
Hello. Yeah, it's welcome to the Spirit Talk, and I'm so happy to be here. Can I run a little bit to be here with you? And it's a great time for me to connect with you and, you know, be present with you. So let's, it's interesting how things work and synchronicity, because Salazar, you were talking about forgiveness, and that's exactly the topic Spirit wanted me to talk about today. And actually, in the very first chapter of my book, Another Way of Thinking, it is the first chapter, forgiveness. So, but let's, before I go more into this topic, I would like to just ask you to get a minute or two just to reflect on something that you would like to release, something that you would like to let go, and at the same time bring the awareness to your heartbeat, just to be present with this message from the Spirit today, and just allow your breath to move in and out. Without forcing, without pushing, just allowing your breath and listening to your heartbeat at the same time. So the breath connects you to the heartbeat, and it takes you into that place of unconditional love, that place of higher self that lives within and connects us with the universal force. So releasing any attachments, any connections that you have through the day, that you have through the week, that you have through the month, through the year, and just become pure yourself for this moment. So allowing that energy to move through. So preparing yourself to listen and to grasp and take deep this message from the Spirit deep within. So now just reflect on something that you would like to forgive, and we will work with that later. So just reflect what it comes for you, what it comes, what are the aspects. Sometimes it's forgiveness for yourself. There's aspects within that are out of alignment, and there is an imbalance, there is an unhappiness, an unsettled energy that lives within. Because it's the aspects of ourselves that are not in alignment, and they need to come into forgiveness, they need to come into terms. So, and I'm just going to read you straight from my book, what it says for forgiveness. So first, forgiveness is the first step for healing. And it's the place from love and forgiveness. And it is taken for that place of love and forgiveness. Forgiveness is the core value that masters before us. And it was practiced for those great masters of love and compassion. So healing is the process of releasing the block energy that holds us in a place of misery and unhappiness. So when we release those blockages through the process of forgiveness, then we come across that inner peace. So this is, forgiveness is that process to release and let go. Forgiveness brings our soul into balance by clearing any energy that is affecting our wholeness. There is a very beautiful practice, the Hawaiian, the Ho'oponopono. The forgiveness process, which is based in four simple words, I would say, like, I am sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and I thank you. And that is based on the every action that happens, is we're responsible for it. And to become responsible for that is by become aware and acknowledge that also we are responsible to release and let go of the energy that is holding us back. Because when we, or one, is holding on something that is already gone, that is already past, that is already, we already went through, but we're holding on that, so we are keeping alive the story. And also forgiveness, just gonna change a little bit. Forgiveness is the aspect in which we hold the story, and it's a way also to don't take things personal before that, because it's a forgiveness after the action has happened, and forgiveness before we engage with the action that we might regret of the action. So for that, the forgiveness, the action before that happens, don't take in things personal. For example, if we see someone on the street and we're just walking by and just happen that they look and they look at us and they might make an unpleasant gesture, an unpleasant feeling to us, but at the same time is looking at us, if we take that personal, then we're engaging into a process that might create a baggage, might create a lot, because our mind is going to start creating a story. Oh, this person is really doing this to me. This person is doing that. Because we don't know the story behind. That person might not even have that intention, but our mind goes beyond that. So then, in our mind, we're like, activating whatever it is that is within in, and start creating a story that becomes a reality in the mind, and it becomes a load that just by that simple action that happened, we may carry on and take it on in our lives unconsciously. So how do we take responsibility from that? I don't take it personal, and how we become responsible on that is by not allowing the story created in the mind, seeing a different perspective. Like, well, maybe it's something that the person is really dealing with, and it is not about us. So don't make things about us. That will be the before forgiveness. But if we keep it that, if we let it happen, then we start creating this story, this drama that is affecting us, and we keep carrying, and that we keep bringing more of that energy. And so then, it is not going to be one person, it's going to be another person that might bring the same energy that we first encounter. And what is happening is, then we start building up. We start carrying it on. And that becomes a blockage. That becomes a hole a story of the mind, and then the story of the mind starts creating and bringing in happiness and ease. And also the way that we take responsibility, maybe that one was already there. And that one just came up to surface. That one just came up to be alive. And if we give this little shift instead of, oh, it was about me, not about me, we observe and explore and take responsibility of that aspect and how to heal that, take that opportunity, and then we can practice forgiveness, because forgiveness can be done for any aspect that is out of balance. And just one way to do it is like by the Ho'oponopono tradition, like by saying the words, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, and I thank you. And just keep going that and keep moving into that. And that's a way to release. We are taking responsibility. We are allowing that energy to be unleashed and fall and be taken care of. And how we give this to the universe, to the universe taking care of. So remember, forgiveness is the first step for healing. And that healing can be physical, mental, or emotional. And we have that physical, mental, and emotional healing. We are allowing the divine force to flow through. Because when we don't have that forgiveness, when we don't have that closure in any situation, then we are ourselves being a barrier, being a block to receive that divine energy, to live within. And if that energy keeps coming to, we're able to feel it because we're living into a place of maybe anger, maybe upset, maybe sadness, because even for sadness, we need to forgive ourselves. And all the process of forgiveness begins within. First, because we must take the responsibility. We. Because nobody does anything to us. We do that to ourselves. And it can be anything. It can be anything that we have been abused from or whatever, any insult or anything. But when we don't forgive the person who might have said something bad or mean to us, that person might say it only once. And it's done. And that person moves on and might not even think about that anymore. But then we keep recurring that. If we don't forgive that, we keep telling that to ourselves. Now we are the abusers. We are the ones that keep telling us those mean things. Because we are hanging on. We're holding on that. And we keep feeding it. And now we become the abusers. And that's what it is that we need to that we need to take responsibility and forgive ourselves. Start with ourselves. So let's do a short meditation for forgiveness that is right from my book, Another Way of Thinking. And you can always go back and you have that book, or, you know, you can get it online. So let's just that aspect or that part of you or maybe a person that you might want to get forgiveness. But I really encourage you to find something within you that needs to get forgive. Because in the end, it's not all about other people. It's all about us. Well, what is the aspect for you that you need to forgive? And if it's another person, let's see it as it is. Aspect of this thing that needs to be forgiven is yours. So you already have it, yes. First, I want you to hold it in front of you. Just hold that whatever is, whatever they need to forgive. If it's a part of you, maybe it comes karma out of your body and just put it, place it in front of you over a table or on your hands. But if you put, you can visualize it, put your hands facing up and look and observe. Look and observe the situation that needs to be forgiven. That self aspect of you that needs that forgiveness. And just look and observe. Just see what happens. Hear what is hearing. Hear what you can hear. What is the feeling that you're feeling when you're observing this? And then grab it in your hands and lift her up to the to your heart level. And you can say that, I am sorry, please forgive me. I love you and I thank you. And say, oh divine creator, I offer you my pain. I offer you my anger. Whatever it is that, I offer you this aspect of me that needs to forgiveness. Please help me to release divine spirit. I set myself free. I forgive myself and I forgive those who intentionally or I have caused this to myself. And just let the Divine Spirit to take care of. And see how it is living. How it is living away from your hands. And at the same time you feel this lightness. You feel like this heavy weight from your shoulders lift. You feel that your heart becomes open and wider. And that connection with that divine creation, that connection with this divine life force, universe, however that you want to refer to, becomes brighter. And right from the center of your heart, this light comes and cleans and clears away any other aspect that unconsciously might be living within you. Any stories, just come and wash away. And feel the great openness. Feel that energy moving out. And keep the energy. And repeat, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you and I thank you. And a smile, give that gratitude, give yourself that. And allow any healing that is happening now. And that healing can be physical, emotional, mental. Letting go, releasing, giving all to the Creator. And your heart feels the lightness and feels the peace. And then you can have closure in any aspect of your life. And with that, just allow your breath to be and let your breath bring you back more holy and more present and having receiving this healing and continue. And when you're ready, you softly and gently, if you have your eyes closed, open your eyes. And I want to say thank you for being here, the Spirit Talk today. And I will see you every first Thursday of each month with the Spirit Talk. And if you have any comments or anything that you want to share with me on my website. You can come to israelhurtado.com. You can send me an email, what you experienced. What is the process that happened for your forgiveness? And I'll be happy to read that for you, because forgiveness is something that we need to co-create. It's a way of clearing, to resolve that inner conflict and also to resolve that conflict in the world. And again, thank you very much for being here. And remember, for more information, visit my website, israelhurtado.com, and sign up to my newsletter and join me to the conference called Journeys of Inner Peace, to create peace within and to create peace in the world. It's a free conference call every second and fourth Monday at 7:30. And have a wonderful rest of the day, and see you next month with a Spirit Talk. Many blessings to you.
So that was Israel Hurtado with Spirit Talk. You can find him at israelhurtado.com, israelhurtado.com. You can also visit the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com or the segment host page and connect directly over to Israel's website. He joins us the first Thursday of every month, as he said. He's a wonderful, brings through spirit, gives us something to focus on and consider. It's always a powerful presence when Israel is presenting his Spirit Talk. So we only have a few minutes left to go, and I want to remind everyone that this show will replay tomorrow, Friday, at 5 to 6 p.m. And also this coming Monday, Kirilani will be back with more of Go With the Flow. The other issue coming up next week, we'll have Shari Sharifi Brown. You may recall, she's the Iranian woman who was raised as a Muslim, ended up becoming a Christian, and also married into the Jewish faith. So she has an experience with all the Abrahamic religions and a unique perspective that she can bring out as to what they all present that are in common. Instead of all the dialogue, we hear about what makes them break or be separate or why they're so distinct. They certainly are different religious practices. And as you may know, I'm not in favor of any religion, but I'm in favor of a spiritual practice. And here's the distinction as I portray it. For me, a spiritual practice is unique to every individual. You may believe in Jesus, or you may not believe in Jesus. You may believe that the Jewish traditions are the way to go. You may believe that Muhammad was the prophet of God walking on earth. You may believe any of those things. But the practice of your spirituality is unique and different. It's not about going to synagogue, or going to church, or praying to Mecca. Those are demonstrations of a religion, not a spiritual practice. A spiritual practice is what you individually choose for yourself, ignoring the dogma, ignoring the presentation, ignoring the way they say you must be godly, but you become a godly being as a result of your spiritual practice. And one of the best representations of that, more than anything else, are the people I know who are engaged in transcendental meditation, because it allows you to go inside, or any form of regular meditation, it allows you to go inside and speak to the true God within. Your intuition, whether you want to call that your higher self, your intuition, the voice of God, communication with your spirit guide or angels, doesn't really matter. When we take time on a regular basis every day to go into that place of silence and explore what's in there, we don't always have something coming to us, but when it does, we know, in fact, that it is a voice of guidance coming to us. And people who listen to their voice of guidance are the people that I find in my experience to live a more spiritual practice on a regular basis. So those are my feelings, but Shari Sharifi Brown will talk to us on Tuesday and I'm very much looking forward to that. We had a disconnection last time. We're unable to have the communication, and I'm looking forward to finally having that conversation with her. So I'm going to take a quick little break. I apologize. I was stifling a yawn. I don't know why. I've certainly had plenty of sleep last night, but I had a great workout today, though. But I stifled a yawn. But let's take a little musical break to remind us of what we're going to call upon as we go forward into our creation of intentions this weekend.
I've run out of answers, I've run out of time, and I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one sign. Bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry. Hey, this is my plea. You see, I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel down. Oh. This one tree can't understand why I'm sinking so deep. Help me, help me. Won't you have mercy? Set my soul free, please, and let the bell in my heart.
So Lazar, welcome back to Good Vibrations Radio, and that was Reuben Studdard and I Need an Angel. So as we go forward into this Gemini new moon, remember that this is going to be a moon because of the Grand Cross going on, of lots of contradictions, a lot of things going on that are going to create contravailing energies, almost a plus and a minus all at the same time. Now, don't take that as a negative. What it's really doing is making sure that clearly we are ready to accept what's going to be presented to us. So like every new moon, it's a time of great intentions. And so with these great intentions, we're going to be presented with opportunities to say, do you really want this? It's not necessarily going to be easy, but do you really want it? And if you want it, the earth will be moved to make it happen. But you've got to be focused on your options. Saturn is telling you to narrow your options. Be more discerning. Don't assume you have all the facts of everything, but allow yourself to be open to what's presented and be clear and be questioning, but know what you want. Don't want everything. Be very focused. And so this is, you know, the Sabian symbol for this, which is two Dutch children talking to each other, exchanging their knowledge, says that there are things we still have to understand. Without speaking the correct language, The communication is not comprehensible. And we need to find those who are speaking our language rather than talking to a brick wall. The brick wall being anyone who doesn't understand our language. So we're going to have to find the right people to speak to, but we need to be patient. We need to deal with the opportunities presented, be clear, be open, be direct, be honest, and keep moving forward. It's a good time also to have those good, in-depth conversations with loved ones we've been holding off. Now, I'm not talking about severing ties, but I'm just saying have the conversations about what's you're really feeling, what's going on inside you. All of that is extremely important as we go forward. Now, this is an important cycle. During the quarterly preview, of course, Carolani, and she shared again on Monday, said that this Sunday, is an opening portal. It's a portal of new beginnings. She calls it to be heaven on earth. Now, I always had an objection to that phrase because, once again, that's different for all of us. What would heaven be like in your current situation? That's where your intentions need to be focused, and that's where you want to be focusing your energy to create that and not doing the doubts and fears, as James Allen told us in the beginning. Banish the doubts and fears about it. Accept no limits. Know that you are limitless and a resource of limitless potential. And to create your heaven on earth, what would that look like? You're going to have unconditional access to the Akashic Records on Sunday, which means all the wisdom of the universe is available to you if you take the time to go into the stillness, to go into the quiet, to listen, to hear. Now, what you can do Saturday night is one exercise I heartily recommend. You take a small glass and fill it with about a half inch to an inch of water. You put a wooden stick or a dowel or popsicle stick or something over it, and you put it under your bed. When you get into bed, don't turn on that TV. Lie there in the silence and make an intention that tonight you will receive the guidance from your spirit guides that you need in order to make the next step forward. And as you dream Saturday night, you'll come to a bridge in your dream, a bridge going over a stream. You'll walk across that bridge and you'll meet your spirit guide. And you can ask them one question, the one question you need in order to take that next step. And when you wake up the next morning, that answer will be in you. Not necessarily consciously, but you can now forget about needing it because it's in you. You have it. And Sunday night, you can repeat it again and ask a different question. So allow yourself to accept this new birth energy of our new moon, the conflicts it's presenting in the because of the Grand Cross. And remember, this show is repeated tomorrow night. I'll be talking a little bit more as the show closes about this Gemini new moon, but you won't hear it live today. You'll hear it tomorrow. So as I was saying, Sunday night, you can cross the bridge again, ask another question. And this conflagration, this Grand Cross of Saturday evening in these mutable signs are going to presenting plus and minus for everything coming to us. That's why James Allen's words of banish your fear and doubts, ignore it and recognize that you're a person of no limits is critically important. Start creating that vision of the feeling of what it's like for your new dream, your new reality, right now. Focus on that intention Saturday night and know with the energy of Sunday, it's time to start moving in that direction because it's a portal of new beginnings. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio here on Radio Monterey. Many blessings. Namaste.